Yeah. Hi, Jerry. There wasn't a thing to tell you about except as you know, to tell you about your failing to get a majority on that veto. I mean, you fell short.
Well, our guys did a hell of a job.
They sure did. Sure did. As you know, we're having a party tomorrow night.
Right.
5:30, and I'm invited. If you don't mind, if you can stand it, I'm going to have 35 senators here, too. You mind?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll put up with them.
36 of them. 36.
Well, I think it's a great idea, and...
Well, I thought we ought to get... You see, remember, we had a group down in those that supported right. Vietnam. A lot of this will be the same, but we won't do it. We can't do it every time, but I think they'll all know that they've enlisted in the battle for the duration. That's what I want them to get their feeling on this darn thing.
We got 28 Democrats, some sure. surprises like Eddie Boland
right.
and Bob Jaimal, but this is damn good. And
also, you got 163 Republicans.
That's right. And we had about four more. Bob Price, for example,
sure.
with us, but then when
yeah.
we had a good margin, we
yeah.
released go ahead.
Sure, I understand.
A couple of others, but our guys did a great job, and they're proud of it. That's the main thing.
You know, the best thing, Jerry, is to get in a good fight and win one, and then fellows are proud.
That's right.
And they're even proud when they lose, you know.
Sure.
That's the point. But the main thing is they got to fight.
Right. Well, let me make one comment now.
Sure.
The Senate did a good job last week, and I think we
the House did this
a good
week.
Job. Now, I'm getting some overtures from the Democrats. Well, let's compromise
on
some of these other things. Now, I'm told that, and I've seen it over in HEW on this Older Americans Act, that Kurzman is just adamant against any compromise. I think we can get at least three-quarters of what we want on the Older Americans. And I tried to call John Ehrlichman, and I said, Justin, let's not just say...
Have you talked to him?
I had to go out of town before he called back. And
I'll talk to him.
If we could get three-quarters of what we want on these things, then I think we've not only done the right thing politically, but we've also substantively achieved a hell of a lot. And I just hope that John
right.
and the others will be a little exciting
right.
now.
Right.
Because
it's hard to put your fellows to the sword every time.
That's right. I mean, you can do it a couple of times, but they shouldn't do it with
right.
The administration in concrete on everything.
I get your point. Okay.
You can get John.
I'll talk to John to talk. I see. We'll try to see what can be done. I don't know myself. I haven't looked at it yet.
No, of course, you wouldn't.
But we'll see on the details.
But Al Quie says we can get
three-fourths
the Americans at least three-quarters of what
right.
and the differences. And if that's the case, I think
all right.
we win and everything.
Incidentally, John will be at this thing tomorrow night. Why don't you buttonhole him there? I'll let him know what you want to talk about. You buttonhole him, will you?
All right, I will, Mr.
Good. All right.
Thank you very much
fine,
for calling,
fine,
and I
fine.
Appreciate
Why
it.
Why do you go home to Grand Rapids? Good God, you couldn't lose, you know, if you're,
oh,
you shut your...
And fought like hell on a panel on welfare against five others who were all the bleeding hearts, and then I went and made a speech on to the law enforcement officers at 9:30 last night.
All right.
Back this morning at 10.
Well, that's why you always win. You never forget the home, folks.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. President.